sense. People, there's nothing wrong with being 52 and looking 52. All right, you're 52. You didn't get fucked. Yeah. What would you rather be, 52 and look 52, or be 52 and look like a 28-year-old lizard? All right, that's your options at this point. You know what's really like actually embarrassing is that the facelift, that's predominantly a white problem. You notice that? I've never seen a black person with a facelift ever. Other than like the Jacksons, but they're all out of their minds, right? Because their dad made them rehearse all day and sleep in the fireplace. Right, jamming all nine. Get in there, you bastards! No hugs, no kisses. His face permanently twisted up from 50 years of screaming, sing, motherfucker! It's understandable with them. Hey, do you know why so many whiteys need facelifts? I love that word. I'm trying to bring it back. I love it. It's funny. Whitey! You know why? Do you know why so many Caucasians need facelifts? Because we don't know about lotion. See that? Only half of you laughed. That should have been everybody. Yeah, but a lot of you were sitting there like, well, what about lotion? What is this lotion you speak of, and what is the magic therein? Just to put it out there, you can use lotion on other parts of your body besides your dick. Yeah. If you ever wondered why your dick still looks brand new, but the rest of you is starting to look like an aging pirate, it's because you need to increase the circumference of the lotion distribution. All right? You got skin everywhere. Go home, check yourself out. The bottom of your feet look like a prehistoric riverbed. That's not part of the natural aging process. You dried out. I'm not judging you. Not judging anybody. I didn't know anything about lotion. Never used it the first 33 years of my life. Never used it. Till one night I was going out with this black girl, right? She was getting ready and she was just putting that shit on everywhere. Just slathering it on. I thought she had like a rash or something. I'm like, what do they got, like poison ivy? What's going on with you? She goes, no, I'm just making sure I'm not ashy. I said, ashy? She goes, dry skin. I went, wow. I guess I freaked her out a little bit because I was like, wow. She's like, well, white people get ashy too. I was like, yeah, you know, I don't think we do. Yeah, I've been alive for 33 years. No one has ever said, hey, Bill, you look a little ashy. I never even heard that word until you said it. She's like, you're an idiot. Stick out your arm. So I stick out my arm, and ever so gently, she just drags her nails down. This smoke starts coming up. It's like pastry flakes flying off, track marks. She's signing her name. She's like, you see that? She goes, that's ashy. You're ashy? Freak me out. I'm like, holy shit, I'm ashy. White people totally missed the lotion seminar at some point in history. I don't know if it's because we can't see it, you know? Black people get ashy, it looks like they like leaned up against a chalkboard or something. You know, they can see it. They miss it, their friends help them out. Like, look at your ashy motherfucking elbow. What is wrong with you, right? We miss that shit the way black people miss the whole register your weapons summit. Right? Just never got the information.